All right, Zoe, where is everybody at?
Today you will be visited by three ghosts. And if you don't change your ways or something like that, you'll be dead. I don't know. This is Bill's thing.
Are we doing like the Christmas Carol thing, Bill?
That's the Christmas Carol, that bigger than Skullbane.
You realize that's been done like numerous times. It's kind of played out.
Okay, but it's relevant to our situation, bigger than Skullbane. Let's just get on with it.
Fine. God.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now.
Bill, you're not in here to do your intro, man.
Crap. Welcome to the Holds Barred with Bill Bane. I'm the host, Bill Bane. 18 years veteran, taking that 16 years off. Join me, bigger than Skullbane. You're about to get spooked into being a good person. So, Christmas past. It's time now.
I like your costume, Bill. He's already out the door.
I'm the ghost of Christmas past. And I'm here to take you back in time with the time machine. I'm going to show you what Christmas used to be in the past for you, the Big and the Scorpion. And
how's it going, Tyler?
Who's Tyler? I don't know a Tyler because I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh, okay.
Big and the Scorpion.
Got it.
Here to spook you out of your Christmas shoes.
I don't have any Christmas shoes, Tyler. I'm wearing regular tennis shoes today.
Steve, no Christmas shoes. You're not wearing any Christmas shoes?
Nope. Just my regular everyday pair of tennis shoes.
He's not wearing Christmas shoes. Is it okay to keep going, or should we need to wait?
It's fine. Just do the daggum thing, Tyler.
Okay. Here we go. Take a look at the portal, right here. I'm gonna press play on the time machine portal. That's gonna take you back in time, to the time when Christmas was about your past. So. There we go. You see that? Well, there's no sound, guys.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's fine. He can see it. It's okay.
Oh, God. See that right there?
Yep.
The year was 1992.
Yep. I don't know.
All you wanted for Christmas was a pet horse. What'd you get there, Big and Scorpion? You didn't get a pet horse, did you?
I didn't get a pet horse.
What did you end up getting? What is that? No, what is that? That actually looks kind of fun.
Yeah. It looks like Hungry yeah. Hippos to me.
That's Hungry. That was a fun game.
Yeah, it was.
That was a very fun game. We got a little balls and you got the hippos.
Right.
And you just push the button down and eat all the little balls.
That was a good Christmas.
Hungry hippos.
Yeah.
And eat them all. And that was a fun game. Oh, yeah. My God. We should totally have that game as a studio, guys.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we'd be playing it during the podcast, but, I mean, if that's what you want for Christmas, I'm sure I could find it at the stores and then get that for you. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a cheap game, maybe $15. Not a big deal.
Do you think that getting that game is maybe what caused you to be such grumpy bum? Bump, grumpy Gus, grumpy guy, little grumpy goose, bigger than Scorpane. Do you think that's what happened there, bigger than Scorpane, with the little grumps? You didn't get that wooden horse for Christmas.
That wasn't a big deal.
You got the hungry. That seriously is such a fun game.
It is. It's a very fun game.
You gotta play that game.
I was happy.
I'm dying
okay,
to play that game.
Okay, it's not
right
landing,
now,
Tyler. Tyler's not landing. You need to get out of here. We're gonna move it on to Christmas present.
Okay. I'm gonna get out. To the next ghostly time where the past is the present for the ghost.
Would you just get out of here, Tyler? Get out of here, man.
See you. All right.
Sheesh. All right. Ghost is go. Ghost of the present, whatever.
I just don't want to
get
do
in here.
I just don't want to do this. Can we just do something else?
No, Jennifer, I need you in here. I need you in here for that.
I'd rather it be anybody else.
Jennifer, get in there.
I'm the ghost of Christmas present and blah blah blah. I'm done.
Well done, Jennifer. Well done. Now you can go back downstairs and never come up here again.
That sounds great.
Okay, well, this is just not worked out that well so far. There are some not intelligent people that work here. All right, well, I'm the ghost of Christmas future there, big and a Scorpion.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how Christmas is going to be every single year for the rest of your life if you don't continue this podcast there, big and a Scorpion.
Done.
Okay?
Done.
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing that's going to happen, okay, is you're going to wake up every Christmas morning. Guess what? Presents are going to be under the tree, and the kid's going to be happy, but they're not going to be fulfilled. Okay? You want to know why? Big and a Scorpion? You want to know why?
Why?
Because you're not here doing this podcast every season. Mm. All right?
Okay. Okay. I mean, okay.
They're going to say, oh, my gosh. You know, Big and a Scorpion is at the house way too much.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get out and do something.
Sure.
Because it's kind of getting a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
His presence being here all the time. I wish he would just, you know, have a hobby or something.
Got it.
Okay? That's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to say every single Christmas.
Totally fine.
Wish he had a hobby.
Right.
Wish he was out of the house a little bit.
Get it.
You know, they need a little me time.
Yep.
Okay?
Understand.
That's what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what the second thing that's going to happen?
What's
Big and a Scorpion?
What is it?
I want you to think about Tyler. Okay?
Okay.
Tyler. Over there, with his Batman suit.
Right.
All right. He's not going to be able to wear the Batman suit anymore.
True.
You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because no other job is going to allow that.
They're not.
Okay?
No, they're not.
But we allow that. You allow that.
Yeah.
As a CEO.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
They're big into Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the third thing that's going to happen is?
What's that?
Me and Zelia are going to be fine.
Good. Okay? I'm glad.
We're going to be just wonderful without you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big into Scorpion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to get married. Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly. I don't know.
Great.
We
congratulations.
Haven't really discussed it.
Okay.
But might have kids.
Okay.
Don't
awesome.
Know again. Haven't discussed it.
Congratulations.
But for the sake of the storytelling.
I understand.
Right. And then we're gonna travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're big in the Scorpion.
Yeah.
We're gonna be so much better off without this show.
Right.
Okay, without you.
I got it.
Dragging us down.
Sure.
That's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
All right, and you want to know the fourth thing?
What?
Jennifer, the
yeah.
intern, mm-hmm. guess what? They're bigger than Scorpion.
What's that?
She's going to quit this job.
Oh.
And she's going
to... Thank God. Thank God. Because, I mean, truth be told, I didn't want to fire her because then I'd have to deal with, like, severance pay and all that. I don't want to mess with that. I hate giving severance.
Okay.
Like, I always thought, like, you know, companies trying to get people to quit instead of firing them was like pretty lowbrow. But now I get it. I totally, as a CEO, totally.
You're missing a point. You're missing a point there, Big and a Scorpion. The fact of the matter is, she's going to quit, but then she's not going to have a great job, okay? She's not going to have a wonderful job where she, you know, doesn't get paid. Well, I guess this really isn't that good of a job because she doesn't really get paid. She's an intern.
Right.
And she'll find fulfilling work, but guess what? It's not going to be here.
That's good.
Big and a Scorpion, okay?
Fine with that.
So that's what's going to happen. If you don't provide us with the contracts to keep this show going, that's the future you're looking at there, buddy.
I got it.
And that's grim. Okay. That's a grim future. And it's Christmas. We're going to Scorpion. So
is.
I think you need to change your attitude a little bit.
Well,
okay. Change your attitude.
Okay.
Because it's your attitude. Something smelly in this room, and I think it's your attitude. Okay.
I don't think it's the attitude that smells.
Okay.
Tyler brought in some very questionable beef stew.
That makes a lot. That actually makes sense.
I don't know what's in that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not eating it, okay?
I wouldn't eat it either.
I'm not touching that thing. As a matter of fact, Tyler.
He's the ghost of Christmas past, Big and a Scorpion. Okay. He's the ghost of Christmas.
Ghost of Christmas past. Come,
thank
come,
you.
Come get your beef stew. Get it out of here, man.
Sorry about that, guys. Let me get that out of here. Ghost of Christmas past. Coming back to
spooky. No, we're not doing that.
Sorry.
We're not doing that.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Thank you. Listen, Big and a Scorpion, I got a level with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. It's Bill. Okay.
What?
Yep, I know. I'm aware.
My God, I mean this whole time. I thought you were a ghost.
I know. I'm just very good. I'm very good at what I do. They're big in the school bank. Here's the thing. Here, listen, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna get the makeup off me. I'm gonna, you know, wipe the flour that we put on Tyler from the cafeteria. I'm gonna wipe that off of him. Jennifer's just gonna go back to doing whatever the shoot Jennifer does. And then I guess let's go get some tacos. Do you want to get some tacos? Big in the school, Bane. Maybe after this, we can. I don't know. We can. You've kind of just. I don't. It's difficult for me to be in the Christmas spirit now because you're taking my pride and joy away right now.
Well, Bill. No, I don't want to get tacos. Okay. You want to know why I don't want to go get tacos?
Why?
With you?
Why?
With Tyler? With Zelly?
Probably already know.
All right?
I probably already know. But just why?
Humberto. Come on in, bud.
What is this? What is this? He's got the... We got tacos here?
Yep, tacos. I mean, yeah, just sit on the back wall.
He made enchiladas?
Yeah, sit on the back wall and then we'll get in a second. Yeah.
Back in the school, man, you got all this food here? What is this about?
Appreciate it, Humberto. Well, it's Christmas, and we all love tacos.
Right. We don't.
So I thought, Tyler, Zelly, go ahead and come on in here. I just figured, we'd go ahead and have a nice holiday meal. I know it's not Christmas traditional food, but, I figured, we all love tacos. It's kind of a staple here for
Absolutely.
Us. Absolutely. Go ahead and get some tacos. So let's go ahead and take that break.
Let's do it.
And then we'll eat some tacos. And yes. Then we'll come back.
Sounds great. Let's take a break. Hey everybody, Bill Benis here, inviting you to check out my good friends of the show, TB Toydcast. That's right, where Travis and Brian Breaker get together once a week and they talk all kinds of toys. And you never know what they're gonna talk about. Okay? Because it's different every week. It's not just wrestling figures. It's all kinds of action figures. It's good stuff. So you want to check them out. That's the TB Toy Cast. All right? Tell them Bill Bina sent you. Again, they probably won't care. As a matter of fact, they'll probably figure out a way to block you from listening to the show. Okay? But, this is big on the Skull Bane's thing. He's making me plug this. They don't like me over there. And so I really don't know why I'm plugging the show. Because if you tell them Bill Bina sent you, they're not going to like it, okay? Matter of fact, me and Brian Breaker, we still got some fisticuffs that we have to throw eventually, all right? And eventually, we'll probably do that, all right? But until then, check out TB Toycast. It's good time. Oh, what? Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. Sorry. I was still thinking about the tacos I just ate. My goodness, those were good. Dadgum. That was a good move, Big and Scobain. That was a real classy move. And I appreciate you for doing that, there, Big and Scobain.
Yeah.
Tasty stuff. Tasty tacos.
Muy delicioso, there, Big and Scorpion. Well done. Well, I've wanted to say this for a long time, but I'm proud of you, okay? All the things you've accomplished as CEO. I'm proud to work under you, and I'm proud to continue to work under you as an employee for the security guard system here at Moonlight Studios. So, thank you for your employment. And Merry Christmas to you and your family, too, okay?
Tyler, you don't have to keep sucking up to him, okay? I don't think it's going to change his opinion.
No, I thought it might help a little bit, but okay.
Listen, guys, I don't, the Christmas Carol thing aside, I don't want there to be any hard feelings about this, okay? It's just business. I can't have the liability of this show anymore, on my mental state as well as financially for the studio. I can't justify keeping this podcast around. mainly because we do have the touring bands that come through, and they pay top dollar to have a well-oiled machine for their studio. And that's what Moonlight Studios has always prided themselves on. And that was before I even took it over. And I wanted to keep that spirit alive by taking it over and making sure that we, you know, it was a perfect place for people to record, no matter if they were a small local indie band or a large professional touring act, or if they were a podcast, whether that be a large podcast or a small podcast like yourselves. But the minute that you blew up the studio bill, what? is the minute that I decided that whoa, we can't do this
hey,
anymore.
Hey, that was you, Big and a Skull Bane. You blew up the studio, not me. I didn't blow anything up.
Okay, but it happened under your watch, Bill, and that's what I'm trying to get across, okay? That's the point I'm trying to make, is that you were in charge of this podcast, okay? This is your podcast, and it happened while your podcast was being recorded. So no matter who actually did the blowing up of the studio...
Which, as we can confirm, was you, right?
Yes, but okay. No matter who it was, it happened under the banner of No Holds Barred. And unfortunately... I don't think it would be a liability for the company for us to keep this podcast running.
Okay, but if anybody's a liability, they're going to score Bane, it's you, because you're the one that blew it up.
Bane is right. I mean, you are the one that blew up the studio. It's like you're sabotaging his podcast.
Yeah. You're not far off.
Okay,
so.
But again, that wasn't my fault.
I mean, it kind of was. Why did I blow up the studio, Bill?
Because you wanted to toy around with Zelly's potions.
Okay, but why did I go in that room to mess with her potions?
You were always trying to go in that room to mess with the potions. That's what you do. That's what you were doing every episode that season. You were trying to mess with the potions every episode.
What specifically that day was the reason that I went in to the control room to mess with her potions? What was the reason that I gave you? What was the reason that I said I was going
to? You said that you were going to make a potion to create a disguise so we could sneak out, okay? And we wouldn't get caught by the daggum police in the helicopter.
Right. And why was the helicopter there, Bill? Why was the helicopter?
Because I was playing a rib on you, okay? I was doing a little prank, and then it got out of hand. It got out of hand really fast there, Big and a Skull Bane, and you blew up the studio. And now you're saying you're not going to contract us anymore because of something you did. And it's not my fault.
Well, okay, if it's not your fault, then the only other person I can think to blame it on would be Zelly. Zelly, why did you have potions in the studio and not allow me to use them?
Because you're untrained. That's why you weren't allowed to use them.
Okay. And why, specifically... am I untrained, Zelly?
Because you don't know how to read a book.
No, I can read a book, okay? It might be very difficult for me to finish because I get very distracted. But I can read a book, okay? All right, don't try to flip this on me. Right? Why? Okay? I'm untrained because you wouldn't... Come on. You
wouldn't.
Come on.
I wouldn't teach you.
Yes.
Okay.
You wouldn't teach me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm untrained. Okay.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I just want you to teach me. I just want. So is that what this is about? There, picking Skull Bane. You want Zelly to teach you, and then we keep the show going.
Oh, the show. No.
No, we're not keeping the show
going.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Good grief. Listen, how about this? You give us a few more episodes, I'll show you a few things.
Okay.
No kidding.
It's
a good deal.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
There we go. Yeah. So we got some episodes?
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll give you a handful of episodes.
Sounds great.
Okay? How many? I'm not gonna give you a number. 8 to 10, maybe somewhere around there. Not a full season.
It's all I need.
You know, we'll get. Here's what we'll do. This will be my Christmas gift to you, Bill.
Okay.
Okay? And Tyler.
Hey, pal.
Zelly, this will be my Christmas gift to each one of you. I'll give you a few episodes.
Sounds great.
You teach me some things, Zilly.
All right.
Bill, you try to convince me.
Easy peasy.
To hand out a new contract.
Easy peasy. You said about 8 episodes?
I'll be generous. We'll do 10. We'll do 10 episodes.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah, 10 episodes.
Okay.
To convince me that I should recontract this.
Done.
Okay. And then after that, we're done. Okay, you teach me some things?
Yeah.
You got 10 episodes.
Yeah.
You got till however long I can find a new security guard, Tyler.
Yeah, that's great.
After that, if you can't convince me in 10 episodes, I'm being generous. I mean, today was a mess, man.
I only had like a week to prepare, and I totally forgot about it until about, Friday. And then I told everybody what was happening. I totally even forgot to watch the movie, so I don't even know if I did anything right during that. I didn't hardly do any research. I just remember something about Christmas past, present, future. I had no idea what was happening in that story. So yeah, I knew that was a flub going in, but it was the only idea I had. Okay, give me another shot,
Tyler. What the hell are you doing?
What is that?
What is that in your hand?
It's antibacterial hand gel.
And what were you doing with it, Tyler? Why don't you tell the people listening what you were doing with that?
I don't really want to tell the people what I was doing with it.
You were eating it, Tyler, weren't you? You were eating it.
It's just that it looks like it tastes good, and so I wanted to try it.
It's hand sanitizer, man. You can't eat that.
To be fair, being a scorbane, it's also scented, so it kind of smells good. It smells like it might taste good.
But it's not to be eaten. It doesn't matter, Tyler. Okay? Doesn't matter. All right? We got a deal? Everybody got a deal? Deal. Done deal.
No deal unless I can have my antibacterial hand gel.
Give me the hand gel, Tyler. Give me the hand gel.
I don't want to give you the hand gel.
Stop. Hand gel. Give it. Stop. All right? It's enough.
Take my hand gel.
Take your hand gel, because you're not supposed to eat it. You're not supposed to eat the hand gel, Tyler. It's for your hands. That's why it's called hand gel.
Bigger than Skull, you made him upset. Bigger than Skullbane. Now he's upset. Have you ever seen Batman cry? Okay. He looks like he's Batman, but he's crying. Like, what?
Just give him the hand gel back, Bane.
Seriously, who's it harming?
Okay. Him.
It's not harming no one. Just let him have the hand.
No,
gel.
It is harming some. It's he can't eat it. It's not to be eaten, man. Tyler, I'm saving your life today, bud. You remember that.
I just wanted some hand gel. So I wanted for Christmas.
You're a real piece of work, picking a skull bane. There's a word for you. All right. There's a word for you. And that is Grinch. You are a Grinch. All right. And realistically, today, effectively, you are the Grinch that stole Tyler's Christmas.
Okay.
Because that hand gel that you are holding in your hand is all that he wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. And we bought that for him, me and Zelly, at the fancy scent place, okay?
Sure.
And it came in a little compact thing that he could walk around with attached to his utility belt.
Yeah.
All right? And just have it with him at all times. And you stole it from him.
All right. All right, fine.
You're the Grinch.
Fine.
You're the Grinch. I'm surprised you're not wearing green today.
Okay.
Picking a skull bane.
Okay.
Because you're the Grinch.
Okay. I get it. Here, Tyler, have it back. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much, Bane. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey. Don't let me see you eating that. It's not for eating.
Hand to God, I'm not going to eat any more of the antibacterial hand gel.
Okay. All right. We have a deal. Are we all good?
Done. Done deal.
I'm good now.
All right. Listen. Whenever you're ready, Bill, let's wrap it up. I want to go home. I still have some Christmas shopping I got to knock out.
Got it.
So let's wrap this up.
Okay.
So I can go home. Don't give me a call. I'll call you. I'll let you know when I'm ready for us to come back. Okay?
Okay.
It might be in about a month. All right?
Got it.
I want a holiday break. My birthday is at the end of the January. I want a break.
Got it.
Okay.
I understand, right, man.
Let's call it good for now. Let's take the holiday off, and then we'll reconvene around the end of January, early February, somewhere around there. Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll give you a few more episodes.
Sounds good.
I'm being generous right now. Being jolly.
I get it. All right. I understand.
Merry Christmas.
Okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Well, I'm ready to wrap it up, Zelly. If you want to go ahead and step out in the control room, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Big Uncle Ben, we're going to convince you to keep us alive. I firmly believe I will.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Zelly. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and hit that thing.
Okay,
thank you all for tuning in to another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. I'm the host, Bill Venus, an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And I appreciate you picking the score, Bane, giving us another chance, okay? Another chance to get these contracts. Keep these contracts alive. We're gonna do it. We're going to convince you, Big Underscore Bane. For now, why don't you go and say bye to the people?
Bye, everybody.
All right, Tyler, you want to say bye to the people?
Baby.
Stop eating the hand gel, okay, man.
We gotta keep moving, Big Skull Bane. Zelly, you wanna say bye to the people?
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, till next time, this is Holiday Bill saying, I see you when you're sleeping. Hey, no, I know when you're, I don't know. I was trying to find a holiday thing and I couldn't get it. Yeah, again, you gotta put anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm heading out. Seriously, Merry Christmas. I'm glad we could, get this figured out. Glad everybody's somewhat happy. I'm gonna get out of here.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you there, pal.
Okay. Bill. Listen, I unplugged this room from the speaker system.
Okay.
So Bane can't hear this.
Okay.
There's something in your contract you may want to look at.
What do you mean? We don't have a contract anymore.
Not for the studio, not for Moonlight Studios. I mean the contract that you made at BHBW when you took the company. You should look at the contract. There's a page in there that says, you read it.
What am I supposed to be reading? I mean, I don't have it with me.
Okay, come in here. I have a copy with me.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Okay, it's right here.
Oh my! Oh my goodness! I gotta tell Bane.
No, Bill. Let's keep this quiet for right now, okay? We'll let him know when it's time to let him know.
Okay. I see what you're putting down. Hey, I'm gonna pick it up. I'm gonna pick it right up there, Zilly. I see what you're putting down.
Good.
What are you picking up? 'Cause I can't see a thing.